Time now for Minnesota Reads. This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is David Tremblay. His book, The Ramblings of a Revenant, An Oral History of the Vampires, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the fiction category. And after you read it, you'll be wondering, do we want this to substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle? David, good morning, and thanks for a really incredible read.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So last week, I was talking with an author from Norway and mentioned how it seemed that Northeastern Minnesota and Duluth in particular fits so perfectly into this moody, atmospheric Scandinavian crime genre. Well, it turns out that the Northland and Duluth fit right into atmospheric, moody, gothic horror, too. And I have a note here, the first thing to ask you, and it says, where was your head?
Well, no, absolutely. The book takes place largely in Duluth at the end of the 19th century. This was a time when in the summer, 60 trains would bring in just this sea of strangers, that everyone was looking for work and everyone was looking for fame and fortune. And then in the winter, it was a proverbial ghost town. And this is where the tone of that novel came from. Just if you ever go outside in the winter and it's so quiet, it's every single sound is just echoed. There's just so much atmosphere.
So how did you approach this? There are so many different ways to spark a novel like this. It could be Duluth Central. The Duluth Central building figures prominently into it. It could have been architecture. It could have been a spooky night walking in Duluth. It could have been a love of horror fiction. It could have been an interest in history, because the book melds all of these different things together. How did you first come to this? At one point did you have your aha moment, this is the book I'm going to write?
I think my moment of inspiration was when I was living downtown in what was actually the dormitory for the original Old Central teachers. And I would sit there at night and just look out at the city, and you wonder where everything came from, because everything, Duluth has reinvented itself so many times over history. They start to wonder, like, what did this building used to be? You know, obviously it wasn't a boutique. At one point it was something else. So the main character is loosely based on my great-grandfather, who came down from Canada. He was indigenous. And then my antagonist is based on all this research. And the vampire is such a popular character in fiction, I wanted to know where all that came from. It couldn't just be the campy vampire or the romantic person that we've seen in recent years. So it was important for me to find out where that vampire came from and then bring him here to Duluth. And what I stumbled upon was a French Benedictine monk named Dom Augustin Canlay wrote this treatise on the revenants and the vampires in 1746. And then that led into, in the early 20th century, Reverend Montague Summers, he cataloged all these historical cases of vampires and werewolves and witchcraft. And that was just fascinating. And then I to actually find out like where my characters' heads would be, I read this book from Dr. Catherine Ramsland called The Science of Vampires, and she gets into the actual, the psychoanalytical version of what would go on inside the head and the physiological effects of vampirism.
It's so fascinating in so many ways, because there is so much information about Duluth and the old Duluth. Where did the information about the buildings and what they were originally, where did all of that come from?
There was a book that was put out, it's now out of print, it's called Duluth Sketches of the Past. And I have an older copy that I actually had to wrap it in tape so it wouldn't die of old age. And now there's a new book out by Tony, who is called Lost Duluth. And I I lent to some of that. I had to actually go around and kind of do a walking tour for myself and go in these old buildings and go to the old Temple Opera House and go upstairs and see what this building looked like. Because at one time it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a computer repair place. It was the rented reading room for what was the Luth Library. Before that, it was the Masonic Temple.
Fascinating.
You start pulling out the layers, and you start imagining the history of the people that spent hours and hours there. And the relationship between the two main characters. You know, my antagonist is the vampire through the research. He's that amalgamation of all this research. And then the protagonist, he's a native, and I hopefully showed the relationship effect of the boarding schools is what I wanted. I wanted my protagonist to become a product of the antagonist, and that's where I also wanted to bring these vampires back into being monsters, where the antagonist is showcasing so many of the characteristics of a psychopath, which we have learned from TV, where they're charming, they're cunning, they're conniving, and then usually the people that they affect become sociopaths. And I really wanted people to be afraid of the vampire again, which I'm hoping I conveyed through the book.
It's, again, to weave in some of these disparate ideas and threads that you wouldn't normally expect makes it a very complex read. I have to ask, what's on the docket next?
Well, the final chapter is a bit of a hint as to what's to come. But my current project is going to do double duty as my thesis for my Master of Fine Arts. So what's to come for Flavian, the main character, is yet to be seen. I have a few ideas.
Well, I hope we have the opportunity to talk to you again when it's finished. David, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
And thank you very much for having me.
David Tremblay is the author of a book called The Ramblings of a Revenant, an Oral History of the Vampire. All this summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, by NEMBA Award winners and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.